Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas, a show designed to bring you real-world business knowledge for entrepreneurs, working professionals, and business owners who are seeking to up-level their business game. You are about to join the hot new All About You show with successful entrepreneurs and business experts sharing their stories and powerful takeaways while providing the tools to help you thrive. Your hosts for the Imagine More Success podcast are the best-selling authors, Cindy Hendricks, a business performance specialist, and Thomas Hides, a certified world-class speaker and voice trainer. And now, it's time to realize your dreams and imagine more success.
Welcome to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, how has your week been?
You know, my weeks are great most of the time, and I'm just so excited to be here with everyone today.
Yeah, it's always a fantastic day. Hey, I love being in front of the microphone. You know, for a guy who doesn't like to talk a whole lot, being in front of the microphone, you know, it's kind of fun.
But with that velvet voice, I know why.
Oh, you're too funny. Too
funny. I'm not. I mean, you've got, even with the cold, you've got that fantastic voice.
Cindy, you've had a really busy week, I've heard.
Yes. And, you know, I'm loving helping all these people overcome all their stuff. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You know what? For someone who's a business performance specialist, you do a lot of psychology work, too. Did you think that's how it was going to be going when you started all this?
Well, you know, my part of it. My entire career, I have felt like everybody who ever worked for me in business management, I wanted to get a couch in my office and say, come in, lay down, and tell me all about it.
Have a seat on the couch. Let me put on a cardigan and start taking notes. That'd be perfect.
I know. Well, you know, I think the bottom line is that for people to be able to work at their highest level and perform in their business at the top of their game, you have to get rid of all the emotional baggage that you carry. You know, you hear me talk about this all the time. And that's because when I work with someone, that's the first sense I get that they need help with, because you cannot work at the top of your game, even with just one issue holding you down. And most people, you know, a woman I worked with recently, my God, she was like pulling an RV filled with emotional baggage that she, it was almost like it was her badge that she carried with her. And, you know, you just can't perform at all when you've got all that stuff on you. So first thing you got to do is clear it away so you can get down to business.
You know, and thank God that you have that ability and you're willing to do that work, because there are people that see it, but they're not willing to put in that effort, that to go that extra mile to really make it happen. And it's so, so, so important.
Oh my goodness. I mean, look at you. You have just completely blossomed in your business. And, you know, it's like you found the track and you're running your business marathon right now.
A big part of that's in thanks to you. I want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you, Thomas.
Absolutely.
Another woman that I worked with recently, I was totally amazed that she had all these business dreams. But yet what she focused on was all the negative things going on. And that's the second thing in business that you really have to focus on, is change your world and your thinking to positivity.
Well,
because if all you think about, talk about, is negative, guess what? That's what you're going to be attracting.
That's so very true. And if we're changing our world, let's talk about the word today that's going to do that. Cindy?
Time for the word of the week.
Our word today is connect, and I chose this word because of our spectacular guest, Jennifer Darling, one of my favorite people, because she not only is a connector, but she also teaches everyone how to connect. And of course, we're all in business, so the bottom line is to make relationships to lead you to sales or referrals or both. So connect is join together to provide access and communication. Of course, I chose that definition because that's what we're about. But of course, it's also to do with power, electronics, and buildings. But for our purposes today, it's about access and communication.
You know, that word has so much power, and there's so much there for business when it comes to interpersonal connection. But what's the thing that people have the hardest time with? Usually it's they know that it's important, but they don't necessarily know what it means or how to do it.
Well, I think the bigger issue is my other favorite thing to talk about, and that is self-esteem. Because it's really tough to put yourself out there, whether it's electronically or in person, if your self-esteem is not at a place where you can go out and be all that and talk to anybody about anything without that high level of self-esteem. And you'd be amazed at people who are in very high positions, you know, with the pinnacle of education, and their self-esteem is just really, really low. That blows me away.
Yes, and it does require self-esteem. I think about, I always use the term self-concept as well, who you are in the world, who you are as a person, and that it's okay to be the person that you are and then to move that person out into the world. Such an important idea. That's why connection is going to be a huge topic today. And it's funny because we're going to be talking about a very specific part of connecting today, primarily about connecting on LinkedIn. But you're going to find there's a huge translation from and a transition just from talking about LinkedIn to how you connect with people on a one-to-one level as well.
Well, Jennifer Darling, our guest today, is so brilliant on so many levels and teaches so many things. But the reason I asked her to spend time on LinkedIn today is because, you know, social media has really taken over lives. And everybody is utilizing them in their business. But I believe that LinkedIn has been not utilized as it should be for business professionals. And I mean, I've always known it to be, you know, the top level for connecting in business, but I, like many others, don't really understand the best way to use it because it's several platforms and you just have to understand what they're about and how to use them. And Jennifer's going to help us figure that one out.
Yeah, I'm definitely behind on that as well. I'm excited to have her on here today. I know she's got tons of great information. And, you know, something that's really interesting that keeps coming up with me when I'm coaching is I find that there's this idea that people have that they're great at connecting one-on-one with people, but when they get in front of a large audience, that they're not necessarily great in connecting to a larger audience. And usually what I'll do is I break down like the simplest of communication with them, and we'll do one-on-ones, and I'll actually play a different role. And with a handful of people, what I've done is I've actually brought in someone who is an actor and had them work with them back and forth. And that gets really interesting. You know what I keep seeing? So many of the people who tell me that they're great one-on-one, but they're not great one with an audience, they're not necessarily great one-on-one. So we have to go back and we have to break down. We have to look at what they're really saying. We have to look at how they're saying it. We have to look at why they're saying the things that they're saying. And when they gain that clarity, when they get clear on that and they feel comfortable in themselves and their own skin, and we talk about some of the roadblocks that they're facing, once they get that, they truly are really good one-on-one. And then they can start to begin the process to become great one with a bigger audience.
Well, here's a couple of points for you, Thomas, on that topic. When someone has the perception that they're good at something and they're really not, it's their perception and their confidence / self-esteem that's feeding them that they're good at something when in reality they're not. Their concept of self, like you were mentioning, is inaccurate.
Yes, and you have to be so ginger, work so gingerly around that. Obviously, I never want to make someone feel bad about anything. It's just about highlighting ways that they can be better. And so as we do that, when we get better and everything starts to move in the right direction, suddenly what happens? There's just like a blossoming effect that takes place.
Well, it's Thomas, don't worry about making them feel bad, because they'll feel even worse when their business isn't successful because they didn't learn what you're an expert at teaching.
You know, I got to tell you, Cindy, I learned to sing opera by people yelling at me usually. So I don't like to teach that way, but I can start berating, yelling, all the fun things you can imagine that can happen in an educational situation. So it's really nice to be able to do it in a pleasant way and let people be uplifted and feel better when they leave than when they came in, which is kind of fun.
Well, there are several ways to deliver messages. That's what I always say. And you can always deliver a negative message in a positive way that is a win-win for the outcome.
Well, luckily for us, we're going to have some tremendous outcomes today. We've got Jennifer Darling coming onto our show. She is an expert at connecting on LinkedIn, amongst other things. She's got an amazing bio. Some of the things that really stuck out for me was her work in TV and in broadcasting, which makes me think, hey, maybe she's going to be a pro at this whole podcasting thing today. What do you think?
Hey, I'm sure of it. I know Jennifer. I've known her for a while, and she is a pro. So I'm really looking forward to spending time with her.
She's got tremendous energy. She is known professionally as the professional problem solver, which, as we said in our previous podcast, who wouldn't want to have one of those around?
Somebody absolutely.
Listen, I could use one, two, maybe 10, depending upon the day. She's a fantastic speaker. She's a distinguished Toastmaster. She's a member of the National Speakers Association. She's worked with Fox, NBC, CBS, and Comcast, and she really, really pushes that agenda of increasing your sales, your profits, and productivity by showing you how to build influence. So you fill your funnel with prospects, you learn how to have fun making sales calls, and you learn how to have fun making money. Who doesn't want to do that?
Well, and as we talked to Bill in our last show, sales is the name of the game. Without sales, you don't have a business.
Yeah, Grant Cardone talks about your revenue. He's like, if you don't have revenue, you don't have anything. And that's the number one thing you need for your business. You need money coming in at all times and in large amounts. So,
well, and I've also heard it said that if you're not making money in your business, it's a very expensive hobby.
Yes, it gets to be very expensive very quickly. If you would just stay tuned, we're going to hear from our sponsors in just a moment. We're going to come right back with Jennifer Darling. Please stay with us.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com. Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy Hendricks and Thomas Hides. Cindy, we've been talking about connection. What's your favorite part about getting out into the world, connecting with people? What do you love?
I love knowledge and information. I have always been a junkie about learning and knowing, and I think I have like 6 bookcases. And when I get out in the world, you know, there's just so much more that you can learn. And every single person that you meet, which is why I love doing this podcast, every single person you meet just has an enormous amount of knowledge. I mean, you, for example, Thomas, you're like a walking encyclopedia. I am so amazed at all the information.
Listen, you've got a website
that business you have.
Specialist. Listen, you are an absolute master of business. And it's been a pleasure learning all these things from you.
Oh,
I have to tell you, the thing that I love about connecting with people out in the world is hearing the stories that they have to tell and really finding out about what's been the big mover in their life, what's driven them, what's gotten them to where they are, what's created who they are. And it's just so much fun to find that out about people, isn't it?
It really is, because we all have interesting paths along the way as to how we got to where we are and who our mentors have been and who our newfound mentors can be. Because no matter what your age, there are always things to learn, especially in, you know, this new technology age. I mean, I'm fascinated by what's available and, you know, learning about YouTube and 400 new shows every few seconds, I think. It might be every minute. But I mean, it's amazing. I need to spend more time on YouTube because that's a lot of information. But the downside is you never know what's true and what's right.
You're also going to be going down the rabbit hole of being on there for hours watching funny cat videos before you know it, you know?
No, the big one this week is the double rainbow.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. That's the big thing on YouTube?
That's the big thing. But you know what? Whenever I see one, I have to pull over because it's just, I don't know, it's kind of a spiritual thing for me because, you know, I know it's refracted light and all that scientific stuff, but beyond the science, it is just an amazing sight.
You know what? It's beautiful and you can appreciate it for what it is and not worry about exactly how it's made. It's just a beautiful thing.
I don't even know what I'd do if I ever got a chance to see the Northern Lights in person. My God, I might even just get comatose.
Put it on the bucket list. That's something to do. That sounds incredible. I've never seen that either. I would love to see that.
You know, it's just too darn cold up there where you have to go to see it. So I have to get like a satellite or something.
But a YouTube is your friend there. You can stay out of the cold, watch Aurora Borealis on YouTube. What about that?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we're so fortunate today to have a fantastic guest. We've got Jennifer Darling. She's going to be on with us for just a minute. Jennifer, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. And I've already put it on my calendar to talk to you two about our trip to Alaska to see the Northern Lights, because that is on my bucket list.
Are you serious?
Oh my gosh. It is, yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
Are you flying or are you taking a cruise?
Well, I've taken the cruise to Alaska before, so probably would do it again. I really enjoyed it.
Yes, Juneau was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the whole state of Alaska is absolutely extraordinary. Everyone must go there sometime in their lives.
Yes.
That's what everyone who's been there, everyone who's ever lived there, they've met, they just absolutely think it's incredible and they recommend it very highly.
Yeah, you definitely want to go. Now, I will say I went in the month of June. You have to go in May, June, July, August so you don't freeze your tail end off. us Californians can survive in those months in Alaska, but it was extraordinary. I mean, it was so beautiful, and the land and the animals and everything was just phenomenal. So, yeah, definitely put it on your bucket list if it's not there already.
Very cool. Jennifer, I know you've got an amazing story of how you helped one of your clients relatively recently. We'd love for you to share with the listeners exactly what you did.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I am getting so much feedback from my clients right now on their results using LinkedIn. It's kind of crazy. So there's one man in particular, several, but one comes right to the top of my mind. He is in sales and he has been working on trying to get in touch with this one client or prospect, I should say, since 2011. He's tried everything. And he attended a session that I did, a training I did on LinkedIn. And just a week later, he emailed me and he said some great things, you know, like he's totally in love with me now because he was able to reach out on LinkedIn to this prospect and finally have a conversation on LinkedIn and get in front of this decision maker. And he has a big proposal out to this decision maker that he's been working on for 7 years. So that was just one example of and really great use of LinkedIn. And I have another lady who's a speaker who got asked to speak in Dubai or somewhere internationally just because she was on LinkedIn and out on LinkedIn promoting herself. And that's how the speaker, the meeting planner, found her, was through LinkedIn.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes, it's really, all kinds of success right now on LinkedIn.
Wow, that's a really amazing story. I mean, from what I understand, years ago, people had to just camp out in front of office buildings or send, you know, a case full of scotch to someone they were trying to get involved with. But now you can just get on LinkedIn and do it. That's interesting.
Well, that still works for me, except it's not scotch, but I'll have some Baileys if you'd like to send Baileys.
Oh, that's even easier. So tell us a little bit about the basics of LinkedIn. What are the things that the person who's just getting started on LinkedIn really should know, but maybe doesn't?
Yeah. The first thing I would say is that it, you don't have to worry. If you haven't been on LinkedIn before, don't worry so much about it. Get on now, because Microsoft just purchased LinkedIn about 15, 16 months ago, and they're making tons of improvements to LinkedIn so that you can really brand your business. And so if you haven't been on, don't feel bad, but get on the horn now, because tons of great stuff is happening on LinkedIn. The second thing I'll say is that most people make some common mistakes regarding LinkedIn. And one of those common mistakes is they don't complete their full profile. And there's this really cool tool called a social selling index that LinkedIn actually gives you points for different activity on LinkedIn. Okay. And you can be searchable on Google, Yahoo, and Bing by having content and your information updated. And by using LinkedIn, you become searchable, which so many business owners are using Facebook today for their marketing. And that's totally fine. I use Facebook. I love it too. But what you put in Facebook is not searchable on Yahoo and Bing, but what you put in LinkedIn is. So you want to have those profiles absolutely completed and using some special tools to get your LinkedIn social selling index up so that you can be found as well as find prospects.
Well, you know, Jennifer, I was amazed at when I did my Google search, because I check my information from time to time on the search bar, and LinkedIn came up like second, and I was really surprised, and I'm like, well, why is that coming up so high in the bar? And now I know, because my whole profile is filled out.
Yep. Google, LinkedIn, and Twitter are BFFs, and Google loves LinkedIn. So definitely when you're putting information, particularly your profile in LinkedIn, you'll get found. And a lot of business owners, they're not purchasing keywords or pay-per-click for their websites. They're not putting the money in to advertise their websites because it can be kind of expensive. So if you're on LinkedIn, they're actually doing that for you. All those algorithms are already being created, and you get the added bonus of being found by and attracting customers. It's such a great place to be.
Well, my intuition really guided me to the right path, because I think my profile's been done for about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, and so you definitely want to have your profile filled out. Another way that LinkedIn, I'm going to call it promotes you, although that might not be the proper word, but they promote you, is that if you are engaging consistently on LinkedIn. So one of the parts of a social index selling score is, are you on every day? Are you connecting with people? There's such a huge advantage to using the platform that will help you get found more often in search engines like Google.
Cool. Well, can you fill us in a little tip on what's a great way to start connecting with people? What's kind of a step one?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Well, there's a little bit of technical pieces to connecting. And one of the things about that is you want to get your connections to a minimum of 500. When you do that, you really help promote your LinkedIn profile. But there's some good and some bad ways to do that. So sometimes people just go through and hit connect, 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 connect. So they get a big number of people. But what happens is they don't get a good quality of people, or they don't get people responding back to their connection request. So I always recommend for people to do just a little bit of research on who they're trying to connect with. And it literally could be 30 seconds to 60 seconds. I might go check out your profile, Thomas. I'll see the kinds of things you've liked and commented and shared on, or I'll see some similar connections. And when I go to hit connect with you, Thomas, I'll hit connect if I'm on my PC, and then a box will open up and it'll say add a note. And I'm going to add a note in there of why I want to connect with you. Just one or two sentences. And that helps people understand what would be important about a connection. I think it also makes a really good first impression as well. You don't just have all of these connections, but, you know, Thomas, you'll know why I wanted to reach out and connect with you. And that's a really great way to start a relationship versus just having a number.
Yes, 100%. Absolutely. Yeah, the more you know, the more you can connect, the more that you can find people who are in the same vein as you, who are similar to you or who are a part of your tribe. I mean, it's incredible.
So do you think that it's a good idea to click on happy anniversary, happy birthday, and all those little pop-ups you get?
it's a good idea, especially if you want to get noticed by your prospects. There are a number of different ways that you can get noticed without sending a salesy kind of message and trying to sell somebody right off the bat. So yeah, I think hitting happy birthday and like commenting and sharing on people's information, their articles, and their shared updates and their images actually has twofold benefits. One is that technically it helps with that social selling index score because that's a part that they measure. But two, it also helps with your personal branding and with getting you in front of people and starting to build those relationships in ways that are not so overbearing. Like some people try to send you a message and connect with you and they're already trying to sell you something. You're like, whoa, back up. I don't even know you yet. Can we go on a first date and hold a before we're doing, you know, before we're doing other stuff?
You know, I live in Las Vegas and there's, I can't tell you how often, and it's been more than a handful of times, basically people are on a first date and they want to run right to that wedding chapel because it's right down the street. And it's the same thing. It's the same concept. You don't want to run right to the wedding chapel when you first meet someone. You got to get to know each other a little bit, build some trust, build some confidence.
That's right. And you know, another really good way to do that when you're connecting with people is I like to go and send them an article, something I've written or a piece of information or an ebook, something that would be giving value to people. And the funny thing is I do it on the opposite too. When people connect with me, they don't send me a private message. I private message them and say, I checked out your profile and I thought maybe you could benefit from having this piece of information.
Oh, Jennifer, that's fantastic advice. We do want to continue talking about that in just a moment. In just a moment, we're going to hear from a couple of our sponsors. We're going to be right back, so please stay tuned with the Imagine More Success podcast. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of the same old personal development seminars that blast you with speaker after speaker and pitch after pitch? Are you looking for an alternative in the way you experience deep transformational training? Have you ever been wondering where all the fun has gone out of these traditional events? Well, look no further. The epic event experience called Imagination IQ is exactly what you're looking for. High energy, fully interactive, fun, and full of entertainment and transformational surprises. Imagination IQ is a three-day experience designed to help anyone tap into their imagination and engineer those ideas powerfully and profitably into the world. And you will walk away with a roadmap to monetize your dreams. Visit imaginationiq.com for more information and start turning ethereal into material. Again, check out Imagination IQ for all the information of our upcoming three-day epic event experience. Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast show with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. And while you were listening to a few minutes of our sponsors, I was hearing that Cindy's actually a LinkedIn stalker. And I want to know, number one, what that means. And number two, I want to hear from our expert, Jennifer Darling, today. Exactly. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
Well, you know what, Thomas? I said that I saw how people stalk you when you're on LinkedIn and you get notified when somebody checks out your profile. It reminds me kind of like of high school because, you know, even at classmates.com, I think it is that you can see who's checking you out online. And it's like, oh, we can see who's crushing on who from the old days.
It doesn't stop, does it? It just never stops.
It doesn't. But I'm looking forward to hearing how Jennifer can explain it because, you know, I don't think people out there know that they can see who is looking at different profiles.
Jennifer, yeah. Please.
And, you know, sometimes it's a little bit easier to see that on your smartphone app than it is on the PC. It gets a little bit challenging, but I absolutely love it when people are stalking me on my LinkedIn. I can go and see who's viewed my profile, and these make perfect opportunities for me to go and connect with people. I will go and I will connect and I will say, thank you so much for stalking me on LinkedIn. And I don't use those words exactly. I use different words. <That's funny. laughs> But I think that we should be connected. And I get tons of connections like that and really develop great relationships. And then I'll ask them, what is it about my profile that interested you? And sometimes we get into a conversation that might lead into a bigger relationship. It's an excellent strategy to go and connect with the people who are stalking you. So keep stalking.
Well, interesting you should say that, because I was looking for people for a project that I'm working on, and I checked out somebody's LinkedIn profile, and I sent them a note and said, you know, I'm really intrigued by your profile and would love to connect. And I mean, I got an answer back that same day, and the person wanted to know what I was intrigued about the profile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've had people say that to me too. Jennifer, you've got a great profile. I love it. And then that gave me an opportunity to send them my free ebook, which allows them to have a great profile too. But I think you make a really great point, Cindy. And in the connection, I always try to compliment them on something that I have found. Now, I don't just make stuff up to try to blow some smoke. That's not what I'm looking for. But I really do go and do a little bit of research and try to find where we have commonality, because the reality is, in the world and in sales, if you can find common ground, maybe you went to the same college, maybe you're in the same, actually what happened with eWomen Network is I was presenting to a client one or a prospect one day, and she was on my LinkedIn profile, and she said, oh, you're an eWomen Network too? And I said, yes. Now this is common ground, and given a choice between maybe different people of working with, she's might slide the scale because we have a common networking group together, which was eWomen Network.
Yes. Well, interesting information, Jennifer, because I really think that as coaches, all of us are able to really tune in and analyze information. And it's so easy to pick out something to compliment someone on, because that's what we do for a living. We're always analyzing, looking for better ways to share with people how to improve themselves or their business. So it's easy work to find something to compliment on.
And if you're active in LinkedIn and you are writing articles or doing shared updates and posts, what happens is that because of your activity, you will be in the news feeds of other people who are putting similar keywords in and creating algorithms that you're in their news feed. So I've had all kinds of people say to me, I know we just met, but all of a sudden you're all over my news feed with all kinds of information. And that's a great way to get in front of people, right?
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up, because one of the things that I don't know very much about is the whole article thing on LinkedIn. And as you know, I've written like 8 books. And so I love to write. And I feel like I'm missing the boat with the article part of LinkedIn.
Yeah. And it's really a great tool. There are different tools right now that you can use in LinkedIn, and articles is one. And I tell people, just don't focus on one thing. But try to do articles, try to do shared updates. The article feature is called Publisher in LinkedIn, and it is like any blogging. It's like a WordPress blog or something else. It actually is published out nationally. And if you get an article in there that goes viral, that they pick up in their publisher called Pulse, that's like being in the Wall Street Journal or New York Times, and you can get tons of eyeballs on your article. I have one article that has been viewed 6,800 times across the whole world. And I can go look at analytics and see what kind of jobs did those people have. You know, what's their title? Where do they work? What companies? What geographically did part of the country do they live? Where did they find my article? Did it come from LinkedIn or Google or Bing or Baidu.com is one of the places where my article was found. I don't even know what that is. I'm assuming Baidu. Woohoo! Okay, I love them. They picked up my article. But if you use that feature and that function, you can get exposure to far more than your first person connections.
And get more stalkers.
And get more stalkers. It's a great thing. And you can also put in your article, I do this as I put link backs to more information so I can get people on my email marketing list so that I can send them more valuable content on sales and marketing and social media tips.
Now, Jennifer, I know there are different levels for LinkedIn, and I'd be curious to know which level that you have, because not everybody may have the ability to get on the things that you're doing if they're on the basic level.
Yeah. Well, I have not upgraded to a paid level yet. That's one of my biggest secrets. So I actually am still on the basic free level of LinkedIn. And when I was talking earlier about that social selling index score, it goes from 0 to 100 and my score is an 84.
You go, girl.
Wow. Yeah, it's one of the highest scores you could get without the other numbers come with having that, the one of the premium things. But I was going to mention, you know, if you are up in the 65 to 80 on your social selling index and you're really using LinkedIn on a consistent basis, you've completed your entire profile, there might be some advantages for you to upgrade to Sales Navigator, which is like your own CRM system. And I'm looking at it right now for my business. So they've got a lot of bells and whistles that you can use and categorize and search for people that are more robust than the basic. But I've got to tell you, before you even get there, do everything you can on the basic, which is what I'm doing and my teaching my clients to do. And we've already seen so many tremendous results just from doing that. Everything I'm talking about today is completely free for you to do.
Wow.
And tell us how people can find their social number.
Absolutely. I'm gonna tell you the website that you go to. So you type in linkedin.com. And then you type in /sales/SSI. That stands for Social Selling Index. LinkedIn.com/sales/SSI. You're going to get a number between 1 and 100 in a pie chart. And then on the right, you're going to get another 4 sets of numbers in a bar graph. And each of those numbers have a different component and value that lead into you having a better profile and being able to be found on search engines and within LinkedIn more often.
Sounds like businessancestry.com.
You know, something, Jennifer, that you had brought up earlier in your story that I wanted to touch on. I know that you kind of helped narrow down the profile of your clients, that you make it very specific. Talk to me a little bit about how you identify a target, how you identify who you are, and how you let people know that you have expertise in a particular subject.
Yes, I think that's an excellent question, Thomas. And you know, my experience is 20 years in advertising, television advertising, and everybody in 20 years makes the same mistake. And I don't care if it's LinkedIn or television. TV is a mass media, so you can do this more often. But for smaller businesses, they're trying to reach everyone. And you just, when you try to reach everyone, you reach no one because everyone is confused. And you've all heard the saying, a confused mind doesn't buy. So what we want to do, particularly with LinkedIn, is we want to get really narrow on who your target is. And sometimes, often, I have to challenge my clients on who exactly that is. So I'm going to give you one example. You could see very clearly how this works, is that I have a client who is a virtual assistant. There are thousands of virtual assistants across the country and world, and we have to figure out how to set her apart. She really wanted to work with Christian women business owners, but she didn't want to put that out there because she thought, well, I'm going to alienate everyone else and I can work with anyone. And I said, well, I actually think we should put that out there because then the Christian women business owners are going to know you're a specialist just for them. So we changed her profile that way after a lot of arm twisting. And within a couple weeks, she called me and she said, I'm freaking out. And I thought, oh my God, what did I tell her? I must have given her some bad advice. What's going on? She said, I'm so busy. I can't keep up with it. And I said, are they Christian women business owners? Her answer was yes. I said, are they coming from LinkedIn? And her answer, because she made that tweak and she got very narrow on a target, she was able to actually get more business than just being a generalist.
Specificity equals sales. I've heard that said a handful of times. And that's a prime example of it right there.
Yeah, you know,
tell us about your offer for people to work with you. Your free offer for today.
You know, I will tell you the thing that has been a really incredible tool for people is my ebook, my LinkedIn ebook. And you can find it just by going to my website, Darling, which is my last name, darlingcoaching.com. And it'll be right there on the website. that's going to give you, I don't know, 50 tips on how to complete your profile, but you're also going to get a marketing sheet that's going to tell you how you might position yourself in the summary and how you might position yourself in other ways, and a self-assessment so you can see where you're, how you're doing.
Very generous. Thank you, Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer, that's a fantastic offer. We want to encourage you to check it out at darlingcoaching.com, where you can get that free ebook. Learn more about Jennifer Darling, who's an expert in creating a fantastic LinkedIn experience for you and your clients. And please stay tuned. Just a couple of minutes. We're going to be right back. Did you expect your business to explode, but instead it plateaued? Are you struggling to achieve your business goals? Or has your business stagnated, and with just a little guidance, you know it'll flourish? When you're ready to experience goal achievement with fast results, Cindy Hendricks is the business coach for you. Cindy's work with new entrepreneurs has been life-changing. After working with Cindy for an entire year, the owner of a multi-million dollar international corporation called Cindy's Work, brilliant and impressive. To receive instant free access to 26 of the most important tools for creating business excellence, go to businessperformancespecialist.com. That's businessperformancespecialist.com, and get your business where you want it to be.
We're back. Here's the Imagine More Success podcast with Cindy and Thomas.
Welcome back to the Imagine More Success podcast. Cindy, we just had a fantastic interview with Jennifer Darling, who told us all about updating and upgrading your LinkedIn profile to gain more sales and to gain more exposure in the workplace. Was that awesome or what?
She is such a rock star. It's just amazing. You know, just the little things that can help you expand your business by just doing a few of the things that she talked about.
You know, I've met a couple of people just very recently within the last, say, 2 months or so, who have told me that they've made tremendous strides in their business by working through LinkedIn, by working on that. It seems to really make a huge difference. And it's something that I personally have not yet explored. But after today's show, I'm going to make it a point to do that. I'm going to download her ebook very first thing as soon as we get off air here.
Well, and the beauty of it is that it's social media, but the LinkedIn people on there police it to keep all the Facebook jargon off. And they don't hesitate to tell people, look, this is a professional entity here. And if you want to post those kinds of things, you need to go to Facebook. I was pretty surprised when I saw that, but they want to keep it and maintain it as a very professional place for people to do business and exchange ideas.
Well, to keep it focused, that makes great sense because, you know, it's really easy to get kind of, I don't want to say informal, but to find yourself kind of talking about topics that aren't necessarily business related. And then while it kind of takes your focus away from what you're doing, it is something that people really enjoy, which is why they might stay there. But it also keeps people who are really into business from wanting to go there because they find themselves getting caught up in these conversations that don't necessarily apply to their work.
Exactly. And it's also a great place to learn because they have so many articles and information avenues that you can really gain some great information. Not only the connections, but the information is great.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
As Jennifer mentioned, there are excellent areas for publishing your info. So I think people that like to write would be a fantastic venue to be able to get some of your ideas and your writings out there. Because, you know, you repurpose what you've already written many times. If you have a book or if you have a blog, it's an excellent place to be able to share some of those ideas.
And, you know, it's a really great idea to be able to utilize that idea in different formats because people need to encounter your ideas in different ways. Some people like to read an article maybe you've written. Somebody wants to hear an audio that you've done. Someone wants to watch a video. The more that you can put your content out there in different ways, it's received in different ways as well.
Well, and it also shares a big part of who we are when we talk about what's important to us. And then one of the things I love about it is, you know, testimonials are really king. They really share with everyone what each individual is truly about. And there's a section on LinkedIn to be able to invite people to write testimonials about you and your work.
You know, that really takes me to a quote that I want to share today from your book, Cindy, Insights from an Intuitive. And the quote is, strengthen your foundation, find special friends. If that doesn't speak about our connection today, I don't know what does. Really, and Dan Fowler, our producer, talks about it as well at Imagination IQ. When you're going to bring in the right, and when you're going to bring the things into your life that you need in order to further your life, people show up first. It's always people first. And then, then, of course, there's money and then there's time. But people always show up there first.
Yes, exactly. And then when you're ready, the teacher arrives, right?
Yes. I've said that myself more times than I can even remember. And a few people have even said that to me. And it's very, very true. There always seems to be the synchronicity that when you're ready to learn, there is someone there who is willing to teach.
Yes, and I would love to share a quote that Jennifer sent to us.
Please do.
Whether they stem from business or personal situations, our relationships are what support us, connect us, and allow us to progress in all aspects of our lives. Michelle Tillis Letterman in The 11 Laws of Likeability. And that really connects to my quote with, you know, your foundation really is the people who are around you that support you, your ideas, and your business, and vice versa.
Yes, I would have to agree with that. It's been a tremendous year, 2017, and of course, I'm expecting 2018 to be the same way. There's a tremendous new group of people have come into my life who have really helped to shape me and change me and make me, I think, a better person. And you know what? That should be the goal every year, really.
Well, I think for you, Thomas, it's not about shaping and what you said. I think it's more about pulling out all of the fascinating and incredible ability and knowledge that you already have that has just been percolating until you are ready to stand out in the world and share it.
Well, Cindy, I really appreciate that. That means a lot coming from you.
Well, you're an amazing guy with a lot to share. So I'm thrilled for you that the world is finally being able to experience you and all your gifts.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. Well, Cindy, I do want to talk a little bit about something else that we have on every single show. Today, I'd love to hear about angel card.
Well, you know, I love the angel cards. They really speak to not only me, but I've seen it where the cards speak to those who need to receive the message. Today, the card is the sun, and it's a gorgeous card. The artistry is amazing in my Doreen Virtue deck, and I'm going to read you the specifics. This card indicates that it's a wonderful time for you. You're succeeding in ways you've never dreamed possible. Endeavors that you begin now are blessed with abundance and success. Keep your thoughts positive and everything will turn out beautifully. This is also a time of brilliant new ideas and solutions. Have confidence in yourself. The work you've done personally and spiritually brings astonishing changes in your life. You're on the right path for your own enlightenment. And Thomas, I can't help but think that this card is really not only speaking to everybody listening today, but particularly to you with all that you've accomplished in the last several months.
Thank you. You know, it's really funny. Sometimes when you think about your life, or when I've thought about my life, I haven't always thought of it as being a road to enlightenment. But when I put it in that context, boy, does it really seem to make sense. You know, sometimes...
Well, your own enlightenment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Forget because sometimes... Because I'm sure you've never dreamed that everything you're working on is possible.
That's very true. And that's really where it starts. When you have that genesis of belief that something's possible, then you can bring it into reality. It does take belief. It takes a lot of work in between, but with no belief, it just doesn't happen. But when there's belief, it can happen.
Well, and sometimes that belief has to extend outside of yourself. And when you have somebody believing in you and cheering you on, that is like the frosting on the cake that really helps bring everything out and makes it all come together.
So very, very, very true. Absolutely.
Yes.
And you've been an incredible cheerleader as well as mentor, not just to me, but to all of your clients. You have tremendous testimonials. If you want to learn more about Cindy, you can check her out at cindyhendricks.com. There's also a fantastic website, businessperformancespecialist.com, where you can sign up to get some amazing business tips from Cindy. Cindy, when you showed me the first email that you had written, I jokingly said, this is like all of the emails in the first one. It's so much information. And for you, it was just the tip of the iceberg for what you know. So valuable. So very, very valuable. And it's really incredible.
Thank you, Thomas. But you know, when I started out, we really didn't have many tools in business. I mean, most every company didn't even have a binder, much less a binder filled with information that was useful. So I spent my career writing binders and writing code of ethics and writing policies and procedures and creating everything I needed, because I was not going to fail. I was going to be successful. And when you have a staff of people and you have nothing to give them to help train them, then, you know, you're like swimming upstream. So I think part of my knowledge base came from all those creative endeavors that I really didn't have a choice to be successful. I had to do. And so thank you for the compliments, but it was a sink or swim kind of thing for me as a young business management person trying to be successful.
Yeah, you know, we've been talking about connection today, and the internal connection with the people that you're working with, whether they're a part of your business as an employee or they're a part of your network of people who are helping you with your business, it is so important to have people that are similar to you and who have similar at least foundational ideas and beliefs and ethics. And that just really reminded me of how important that is. You want to be on the same page with the people around you.
Exactly. And, you know, in today's society, you know, we have so many tools at our fingertips, like Jennifer Darling today was sharing with us. Oh my gosh. You know, one social media avenue, LinkedIn, can open so many doors for you on so many levels. So I'm so excited that we invited her to the show today so that she could share her words of wisdom and help point people in the right successful direction to be able to get their business where they would like it to be.
Absolutely. If you want to check her out at darlingcoaching.com, download her free ebook, and please join us next week. Next week, we've got Petraea Bullock, who is a lawyer, who is the lemon law expert. You've probably heard one of those stories where someone purchased a vehicle and it was an absolute nightmare. They couldn't get rid of it. They couldn't get it fixed. It was a huge problem. If you're one of those people, you definitely want to listen next week. If you've heard the story, it's a fascinating, fascinating process, getting rid of that old car, getting the manufacturer to give you your money back, get you a new car, and make you happy. Petraea Bullock is your lady. Cindy, we're coming back next week. Got a lot of fun stuff. We had a tremendous interview today. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, you know what? I just love the show to share with all of you out there to learn about all the wonderful things that our guests are bringing. And you know what? I'm learning every single show, too. That's the exciting part. And I know that you are, too, because you're so busy, Thomas, that I'm sure the last thing you want to do is build your LinkedIn profile. But, you know, it's got to be done. If you want to be out there, you got to do it.
So stay tuned. We'll see you next week on the Imagine More Success podcast.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
Memorable dynamic presentations are a not-so-secret weapon in the business world. Do you have a powerful message that must be shared? Do you want to be known as a top public speaker that gets amazing results? If you didn't get the results you were seeking while delivering your last speech, Thomas Hides of iconquality.com, that's iconquality.com, can help you create and deliver your speech to get the results you desire. Call Thomas.
Are you looking for a way to speed up your evolution as an entrepreneur? And are you someone who doesn't have the time to search the internet for the perfect online course that suits your needs? Well, you're not alone. My name is Dan Fowler, the Imagination Engineer, and I was running into the exact same problem that you're having. And I decided to do something about it. My business partner, Cindy Hendricks, and I have developed a one-of-a-kind online training portal that not only provides you with hundreds of educational courses for a low monthly subscription, it also will be giving 10% of all proceeds to charities around the country. So your subscription not only helps you, it also helps others in need. Our portal is a hub for all things business training, and you will not find a better value for the price. Take a moment right now and visit imaginemoresuccess.com and preview all the training categories available and click on the yellow sign up for a free trial button at the top of the page. That's imaginemoresuccess.com.